From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Endorse this event or product.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Now, there's where Jeff and Duda fail to rise to the occasion. I'm going to say this again. This show should be called Bob Knows.
Jeff Lutz.
If he sent his clips to another station trying to get a job, they'd say no. And they'd say, what about that other guy? He sounds funny and much younger.
Hey, listen. There's a phone call for you.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I hope so, because he's going to be talking to one idiot right here.
I know what you mean.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You rockers ready to roll?
We are back. The Bob and Jeff Show on Monday here on KFH. It looks like it might rain. Now,
really?
Having said that, I probably jinxed it.
It's supposed to tomorrow, I thought. Well, 40% chance at 5. And then that's it.
We'll be shocked when it does.
Why?
There is a pretty good line of thunderstorms to the west of us. Around the Kingman, Cheney area. Looks like Hutchinson's getting hit relatively hard at the moment. So I guess we can hope that it finds its way here.
High of 88 tomorrow. That'll be fun. I love those late October 90-degree days, which we'll also have on Thursday.
I don't.
No, nobody does.
I don't.
88 tomorrow, then 79, then 90 on Thursday.
What's going on? Why is it 90 degrees? My buddy just sent me a picture back home, and they got like 6 inches of snow already.
Do you ever...
How jealous are you right now?
Do you ever just want to move back?
Sometimes, yes. Absolutely, because I hate 100 degrees. See, there, he sent me that yesterday.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, that's unbelievable. We look to be in the 60s next week.
Well, that'd
be
nice.
By God, we ought to be. I mean, my God, it's late October. What's going on around here?
Well, somebody explain it to me.
We can't get any rain. Cheney's drying up. I can't water anything. I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Every time I run my washing machine,
here we go.
What happens?
Jeez.
Well, you got a new pipe in there, so that's good.
I do have some new pipe. And I went in and examined it, looked it over.
You did?
What did you think of the work?
Well, it's great. I'm happy to have it. When you have a house, it's this house was built in 74. What I'm finding out is that not everything lasts forever.
It seems to
all be coming apart on me at once.
50 years is that'll happen if your house is house.
That'll happen if your house is 50 years old or if it's 4 years old, unfortunately.
Well, not like this.
No, but things happen all the time.
But not like this.
I don't know, like this.
Yeah, what do you mean like this?
Well, this seems to be a little out of the ordinary.
Do you think...
I've got a shower I got to
replace.
Do
you think you're being taken advantage of by anybody?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And don't go. That's stupid. That would be... That's so you. just sheer stupidity. Just out of the blue.
Well, I'm just saying,
blue.
Oh, by the way.
Just out of the blue. Hey, you think you're taking that one?
I would be worried about stuff
just,
like that.
Well, of course
me. You
would.
I've got my antenna up all the time.
You're a mark.
No, I'm not a mark. That's why.
And that's another casino term.
You might be a mark.
Would he be a mark? Get that guy over here to play.
Yeah. He'll ruin the table for you.
Except I didn't.
It's over.
So I must not be a mark. But, you know, last time I took my car in for an oil change, now all of a sudden the wiper fluid doesn't work. You think that was on purpose? Yes. Now we got to take it back, by the way, the wiper fluid. And then they got fixed out. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be a part of that. So I'm going to go without water fluid. Him?
What is happening?
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Of course you need wiper fluid.
No, I have it. It just doesn't work.
Well, get it fixed.
No.
So you'll just be driving along with a dirty windshield.
Oh, you should see my windshield now. It's disgusting. But I'm not going to fall into their trap.
Is that really how you think?
Absolutely, it's how I think. They broke something when we went to fix something.
You know what I did when I called these folks? I said, listen.
You said, name your price. I'm a mark.
No, I didn't say that. But I trust them. It's a company I use a lot when I need these kinds of things done.
Of course it is.
I mean, there's
a reason for that.
I can't fix it. You think I can find the right pipe?
Nope. I sure don't.
I don't.
So I'm dependent upon people to help me out.
You're at the mercy of whoever offers.
And listen, I'm not enjoying this process right now because it's expensive. But once it's done, our house is going to be really nice. It's going to be a nice house.
No doubt.
It's going to be an improved house.
No question about it.
And just get her done. Jeff, on the other hand, he ain't falling into that trap.
No, I'm not falling
into
that.
He's just going to let her rot. Keep
her going.
You just had to
repair your HVAC system.
Sure did.
That's fun.
Not fun.
That's a blast. Isn't it?
Well,
no,
I didn't like it.
Well, I had to replace ours 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we got this very nice system here. I mean, you do what you got to do.
You sure do.
And you'll be over here sometime this weekend to help us get everything back in our kitchen.
Oh, I will.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad that you're going to do that for me.
Isn't that nice?
I didn't know that was...
That's a nice thing.
That's good. I'm proud of you for that. As well, you should do it.
You're proud. Thanks.
Because Friday, that baby's going to be pretty much done.
Looking forward to it.
We got countertops coming tomorrow. Does that excite you?
Not really, but I'm glad that it excites you.
Well, it kind of does excite me.
Perfect.
I think it's going to be great, and you can come over, and then Bob can buy you dinner for helping out. Right, Bob?
No, he'll buy pizza.
So yeah, I'll buy pizza.
So get
it's
something.
Crown Jewel
Is there
Saturday?
Something wrong with pizza?
No, it's easy. It's something. I'll take it. You give me a free meal.
You want to come
Happy
help?
Days.
I'm
what
not
day?
Asking dude
He's
to
not
help.
Asking
He's not
me
in
help.
My family. I mean,
but I'm asking. Do you want to come help?
No, dude has got other things
no, but
to
I,
do.
You're, I, no,
what day? Saturday?
Saturday, sure.
Sunday, most likely.
Sunday,
I can't do Sunday.
Come on. You're going to make him miss football?
Of course he's not going to miss football.
No.
It's all that matters to the man.
I think I might be golfing Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
At our buddy send, our Jets buddy. Remember our Jets
yeah,
buddy?
Well, yeah, well, he's got to be miserable.
He's and he's also a Michigan fan, so.
Good.
He's probably struggling right now.
He's wanting to play a little golf.
I don't want to hear anybody struggling who won a championship.
Where is it going? Let me see. I got to find, I think Rolling Hills.
Now, have you played much golf?
I've played 27 holes this year.
Well, I don't know.
That's not a lot, Bob.
I don't know why you'd want to play.
Why'd you cut off one at 9?
Rolling Hills will be a tough one to
we just went for
navigate.
Nine.
I'm looking at games this week in the NFL, and I'm struggling to find a good one.
It's like that sometimes.
Bills, Seahawks.
Yeah, but is that, I mean, it might have to be.
Bears, Commanders, that's your best.
If,
and those
Daniels
are really
plays.
The only two.
Well, Bears, Commanders, if Daniels plays, if he doesn't play, that ruins
he'll
the
play.
Whole thing.
He'll play. He was fine yesterday.
Well, he didn't finish the game.
That was precautionary.
Yeah, they were destroying him, so it
that was precautionary.
Mattered.
Poor Carolina.
Like let me check college football and see if we got anything.
Sure, there's something.
Illinois, Oregon.
Stop it.
Two ranked teams.
Stop trying to make
Missouri,
Illinois,
Alabama.
Oregon.
Two ranked teams. Texas, Vanderbilt. Ugh, but two ranked teams.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt's ranked 25th.
Ugh,
that's bizarre.
LSU, A&M. KU, K-State.
Well, you're going to have that
probably,
game.
We'll probably pick that one.
Right now, K-State, a 10.5-point favorite.
Will that be our bonus game?
I think that will be our bonus game.
Uh-oh.
10.5.
Uh-oh. 10 and a half?
Well, I know which way dude is going, probably.
Oh, he's going K-State all day long.
Or will that hook get him?
10 and a half in the Sunflower Showdown?
In Manhattan.
In Manhattan?
Yeah, why are you repeating?
Ooh, I'm trying to decide what I'm going to do.
Seems like an easy.
Never know. You never know with me. I could change on a whim.
Yeah, but you're not a factor either.
Well, who's in second?
Who is in second?
I'll be in second shortly.
I think I am.
After Thanksgiving?
I'll be in second because you're not getting Tampa Bay tonight. They're going to get rolled by Baltimore.
What are the standings right now? What do we got?
Well, I'm waiting on this game tonight.
Well, I'd still like to know how everybody's doing.
Don't worry about it. I'll get it to you when I feel like it. I'm not going to look it up right now.
Well, I've got a lot of points.
Right now?
You got a lot of points.
Yeah.
Right now, you're 4-3 for the week with 24 points.
Yeah, 24 points.
I'm 3-4 for the week with 19 points. Duda is 2-5 for the week with 20 points.
Wow, that 10-point bonus.
Max is 5-2. And 9, 11, 12, 15, minus 5, 10 points. And the big fella,
I have 11 points.
Is 3-4 for 23 points because his bonus pick on Kansas City was for 10.
So another win for the good guys.
For the good guys?
Yeah, me.
What are you talking about?
Sounds like I'm winning.
Everybody picked Kansas City, and you are winning the week so far. You've got Baltimore, which I do, and Anthony does, and you and Max have Tampa
and
Bay.
Changes after tonight, just like that, boys.
You feel good about having a pick with Max?
Oh boy, that kind of hurt. I was feeling good until you had to say that.
I had Georgia.
Sorry, Max, but
who else had Georgia?
Yeah,
that's right.
I think Tampa. I think it's a close game.
Yeah, you picked Georgia,
like,
right? You got Max. That's your one pick of the year. Good.
Thank you.
Good job.
30-27 game tonight. Either way.
Ooh, 27.
I think Baltimore runs them.
I don't know. In Tampa, Tampa's D's not terrible. Their offense should be okay.
It's certainly a game worthy of watching.
Yeah, you can't really run against Baltimore, but you can throw it against Baltimore, which is what Tampa can do.
I guess I believe half of that.
I
don't know.
I think Tampa can hang in there. They could be down by 10, score that late touchdown.
I guess I believe.
That's what you bank on. You love the backdoor touchdown.
The old backdoor TD is going to come into effect.
The question for me becomes, do I watch that game? I'm certainly not going to watch the other one on ESPN+.
I got to watch the other one. I got half my team going in one of my pools.
Well, just keep up
with
it.
One of his pools.
By the way, I'm going to beat you in fantasy.
Well, sure you are.
I've already destroyed both of you. I don't care what happens in fantasy anymore. I've already won. I destroyed you guys in back.
Well, we'll play again. My dilemma tonight is, do I watch Baltimore-Tampa Bay, or do I start on the Penguin?
Yeah,
on Mac.
What a dilemma.
Yeah, that's a dilemma. Boy, oh boy.
I think I'm going to watch Penguin.
Maybe go get beef and noodles, too.
Do you not understand that that show's getting all kinds of great reviews?
So?
You're going to watch that over watching a ball game when you can watch the Penguin anytime?
I can't watch it anytime.
Why?
There's always a game.
Is there a game
tonight,
tomorrow?
There's not a game.
If you want to watch
tomorrow?
The Penguin, watch the Penguin. No one's going to...
Well, dude is giving me
pushback. Well, because you're making up an excuse that, well, there's always a game. There's no game on tomorrow. There's no game on Wednesday.
Game 6 of the ALCS is on tomorrow. What are you talking about?
You're not over that yet, are you?
Not yet.
He's not going to be. That's the problem.
I haven't listened to the season-ending podcast from TJ Zuppi and Zach Meisel.
What did you think when Soto was at the plate? What was, as he was nodding, I just want to know what you were thinking.
I thought he was probably going to do something terrible. I thought Judge was going to hit a three-run homer before Stanton hit the two-run homer.
No, I'm not asking about that.
Take me back to
watching Hunter Gaddis try to figure out how to pitch to Juan Soto.
We're not going
to
get Juan Soto.
And realizing that there's no way. When did you realize it?
You don't realize it until it happens.
Come on.
Anything can happen in a bat. Maybe you saw a guy off. Who knows what? But, I mean, more likely than not, Soto was going to get whoever was pitching. It didn't.
No.
Yeah.
I watched Soto. It was a thing of beauty. We'll be talking about that at bat for the rest of time.
Great. You talk about it. I'll leave the room. Why do you have to be like that? Why do you got to rub it in?
Am I rubbing it in?
Well, a little bit.
You know me, Homer.
You are a little bit. But it's understandable. It did happen, so I can't.
I'm just.
When did you start to feel horrible? Like, when did it start to sink in that your team didn't win for the 78th straight year? Jeff.
Is it 78?
76.
My God, that's a long time.
It'll get to 78.
See, like, no one cares. No one cares. You said no one cares about you. No one cares about me. I tell my Yankee fans, you can have the next 40. Just let me win one.
Well, did your wife get upset?
She was watching the game Friday.
Was she upset?
I was at the concert. Yeah, she was upset.
Well, there you go. She cares about you. And who else do you really need?
Nobody.
Right.
So what are you worried about? You're taking it way too serious, Matt.
Although I haven't heard from my friend David Michael Hahn.
Well, he doesn't want to rub it in, apparently.
Well, it'd be nice for him to say, hey, good Guardian season. You'll get him next year.
No, you won't.
Why would he say that? He's had to say that for 76 years already.
Well, it'd just
you already know.
It'd just be nice.
What a manipulative individual you are.
I haven't heard from him.
And I hope you don't. In fact, I hope he washes his hands.
I didn't hear from him all weekend. It's crazy.
Time for a break. Bob and Jeff right here with Jason Duda. Who knows what we'll talk about when we come back. It's off the rails. There'll be something that strikes our fancy. I'm sure of it. Back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Highlighting songs from women on the show this week. Don't forget the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. You can get with us. And remember, your favorites are available at IHOP for just $6 Monday through Friday until we tell you they're not.
Well, then there you go. It'll be soon.
Pretty good deal at IHOP.
Well, maybe you should go to IHOP tonight.
We got that beef and noodles and Lakers, though.
I got a leftover salad from Texas Roadhouse that I'm probably going to eat.
Okay, well, that's...
And what was your point?
Beef and noodles. It's Beef and Noodles Monday.
Why you make fun of me? Why do you do that?
I don't think I am making fun of you, am I?
Why do you guys make fun of each other? That never happens. I don't understand.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's very confusing to
me. Just sitting here minding my own business.
Really?
Man, I'd kill for some beef and noodles, but I'm not going
to
go all
the way. Well, go out to Leakers.
Beef and noodles does sound pretty good.
It does, but I had beef and noodles earlier today. It was a different kind of beef and noodles, but...
What do you mean a different kind?
I had Noodles and Company. It was butter noodles with marinated steak. And that's different.
Well, that's beef and noodles.
It is beef and noodles.
It's like steak and noodles.
Yeah. Doesn't sound much different to me.
Well, the beef and noodles, the noodles are beefy, right?
Beefy noodles.
Yeah, we got the beef and noodles, the lasagna, another Monday staple.
There you go.
And the sauerkraut and brats.
Oh, once in a while, sauerkraut and brats.
Oh, that looks good.
So good.
I'm
grilling burgers and dogs and some chicken
tonight.
Well,
put some sauerkraut on them.
I'll be the only one that eats it in our house.
You know, you'd think I'd be the last person in the world that likes sauerkraut.
Why?
Because I just don't like things like that. It's cabbage. It's kind of spicy. But it's one of my favorite things.
There you have it. Oh, you'd have loved being on the farm then. Grandma making homemade sauerkraut and stuff.
I'd have loved it.
Homemade cabbage rolls and oh, I would have loved it.
She put
it
in her cabbage rolls.
Then I would have gone over to the casino, lost some money, got
absolutely.
It back.
Absolutely. Had a few beers, got up in the morning.
Like real men.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it.
That's what you guys are.
That's right.
The you picture guys, of masculinity get, wait, right here are. In this room.
You give me some cabbage and a craps table.
Oh, it doesn't get any better.
What? Finish the sentence.
And I there's masculinity oozing.
Yeah, I feel that.
Oozing. Masculinity. I love it. Absolutely love it.
You know what I hate? Air travel. Never doing it again.
Why do you hate it?
Don't like it.
Was it a direct flight?
Yes.
Well, then what? That's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you got to go find a shuttle and you got to.
You don't. You go and get a taxi cab. And don't wait for 2 hours.
We went.
How long did you wait on our shuttle? How long did you wait?
An hour and a half.
You waited an hour and a half.
Yeah.
On a shuttle.
Yeah, we went and got lunch. We walked around a little bit.
There was. Where'd you go get lunch?
You don't want to know the answer to that.
No, I do want to know.
In the airport.
Nothing. There's nothing masculine about that.
At Moe's Southwest Grill.
It's like, what is happening? Dude.
There's not a bunch of places that we can just go. My wife has an allergy, for God's sake.
Well, that's my point is, and his point is, get a
cab, go to the hotel. It needs to save 2 hours.
Yeah, we had a good time.
At most airport.
I didn't want to kill anybody till toward the end of that 2 hours, so it was fine.
At the airport.
Didn't the game start while you were out waiting
on
a shuttle?
I watched it on my phone.
Well, that's a horrible way to watch the game.
Not really. It's the same as anything else. I got to the hotel. I turned it on. We won. Went to dinner. Had a wonderful night. At Yardbird. Yardbird's good, man. They had some good potatoes.
Those were three really exciting games. And Cleveland did show up. No, come on. Don't always be a fan.
I am a fan, always.
My God, we can't even talk about things.
I know. It's just a roller coaster. It's been this way since I've known them. It's unbelievable.
I hate the Yankees, and I have no respect for people in middle America who like the Yankees. Is that fair? Is that fair enough?
Well, that's several of your very good friends.
Right. No respect for you people.
So Jamin is out.
Capra's no out. Respect.
Has Jamin reached
out?
How
do you live in Kansas and like the Yankees?
Because the Yankees are universal.
I live in Kansas and like the Guardians.
That's not a that's a Kansas type team. We're underdogs. We're scrappy.
There's three guys other than you who care about the Guardians in Kansas.
I'm not saying
Bob Getz.
But we're a Kansas. We're a Kansas like team. We're a tough team. We're a team that battles. We're not the Yankees. Imagine living in Wichita.
They battle pretty good.
And liking the Yankees.
Did you see the Yankees? Oh. They battle pretty good.
What's my fandom based on? Have we spent $400 million this offseason or not?
Did you see the Yankees come back?
Pathetic.
I did.
And it's pathetic if you live here and like the Yankees.
What about that Soto at bat?
What about it? I bet, hey, I'll fall in love with this mercenary. And, you know, if he hits a home run, great. He's gone next year. Big deal.
What's Thomas?
At least Lane Thomas will be there next year.
Oh, he'll be a Guardian.
Yes, he's not a free agent.
You sure about that?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
And Jose Ramirez will be a Guardian. Andres Jimenez will be and David Fry and Daniel Schneeman.
Well, you better improve that roster.
And Jimenez and Rocchio. They'll all be Guardians.
Rocchio. Some high points.
Well, he couldn't defend.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what is.
Can I just say I'm not sure about Brian Rocchio?
He showed me a lot offensively.
Sure he did. Early.
He was fine.
Didn't do much late. He's not very good defensively.
He's extremely good defensively, which is why I don't understand what happened to him in that series. If he fell apart defensively.
You know what? You know when you make or break your reputation as a player?
He hit great
in the postseason.
Fine, he's a rookie. I don't think his reputation has been sealed yet.
A lot of anger, Duda.
I know.
And John Kinsey Noel will be a Guardian next year. And Bo Naylor will be a Guardian next year.
Had a great moment, John Kinsey did. Just a phenomenal. moment.
What'd you do when that happened?
It was exciting. It was good. We were pulling for the Guardians.
Right, because you live in Kansas.
But then when Soto, I want you to take him out. I want you to hire.
If I was a Yankees fan, I'd be.
He takes himself out. Why? What do I do?
That's a good point.
Who did the Padres even get in that trade? Nobody. Nobody of any consequence. Maybe Michael King.
Well, they traded
in that trade.
Michael King's pretty good.
Was he in that trade?
Yes, he was.
Whatever. It's just gross. We can't afford him. We'll trade him to the Yankees.
Well, that was a good trade for the Padres.
Johnny Brito, Kyle Higashioka, Michael King, Drew Thorpe, and Randy Vasquez.
That Higashioka was not bad.
Drew Thorpe, they traded to the White Sox then, and they got another good piece for him.
Makes me sick.
Well, everything makes you sick. You had a horrible time in a place that nobody has a horrible
B-minus time. Wasn't that bad.
Nobody has a B-minus time in Vegas.
I know. It's crazy.
If I wrote a book, there'd be one chapter devoted to the 50th birthday celebration with three of my friends in Las Vegas.
Well, then write it.
It's explicit.
It's a book.
You put a warning on it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There you go.
It's not explicit.
I don't read, and I might read that. I might read that.
I'll help. Write both of your books for you.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't read.
How many chapters are you in Vegas? All of them?
Well, there'd be some stories probably for sure.
Well, I mean, that's okay.
Am I supposed to feel guilty? I don't feel guilty about it whatsoever. I'm actually kind of happy about it. Some great memories.
You know,
stupidity and fun.
That particular Vegas trip was a little bit out there, but you know, I made two or three others that were fine. I went there on work. I went there with your mother.
Really?
Yeah, that's when I won $1,500 on a poker slot machine.
You're welcome.
What do you mean you're welcome?
It sounds like that was kind of the impetus was me for that.
Huh? You weren't even born yet.
Exactly.
In fact, we talked that night about, hey, baby, let's not have any kids and let's just gamble our lives away.
If you disrespect my mother like that again, she already had a child, you moron.
Oh, my goodness.
Where was she?
What?
Exactly.
Oh, where was Sarah?
Yeah, I'm sure she was with her father.
Yeah, we went out there to gamble.
Good
stuff.
Giddy
up.
Live it up.
She didn't gamble.
Why wouldn't you?
She did not gamble.
Of course she did.
When? I've never saw her gamble in my life.
On that trip, she gambled.
No, she didn't. What'd she do? What'd she play?
Well, we both played.
I don't think she played much on the cruises we went on.
What, Max?
The big fella is on hold.
Okay, let's get to the big fella, but then we have to take a break. Anthony, what's up?
I'm going to be very brief. I respect the Yankees, but I want to call and eat my crow because, Bob, Friday, you was almost spot on with your prediction of the Derby Mays game. So I have to come publicly. Since I made my prediction on radio publicly, I want to say, Bob, you were right. I bow down. Never again will I make a prediction like that. But, hey, I've seen a great game between Collegiate and Cheney. On that note, it's time for you guys to go to break. Thanks and have a great day.
Yeah, we'll talk to you more about that. Thank you, Anthony. Anthony did go to the Collegiate Cheney game, and as Jeff mentioned in hour number one, that was the eye-opener of the weekend, the ease with which Collegiate beat Cheney.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
I almost wish this show was going to go on for about 4 hours today.
Well, the fighting just would never stop.
No, I know. That's why.
Got to get it out of our system.
He can't handle the fact that his mother gambled.
I don't think she did.
Forgot about that one, too. Yeah, perfect.
We've talked about everything. We got into baseball, football. We got the NBA starting tomorrow night. I know that doesn't appeal to Jason Duda whatsoever, but I'm always kind of a fan of opening night in the NBA. So when you say there's no games tomorrow, I probably won't watch much of the games, but I will watch Inside the NBA with Charles.
Well,
it's an event.
I'll watch Pacers Pistons.
Well, I don't care about Pacers Pistons.
No, I know you don't, but
that's another team that's never going to lead you anywhere.
I know, right? I mean, I thought it's the same thing. The Pacers got to the conference finals, really tested Boston, but didn't win. And got close to winning, played four really good games against them and lost all of them. Cleveland gets to the league championship series, the equivalent of the conference finals.
Who picked these teams?
And Nashville Predators, have you seen them, dudes?
No.
They haven't won a game.
I know that.
They're getting smashed.
I have not seen them play.
They Why are getting absolutely
them?
Smashed.
Are you dropping them?
I don't know, but it's not as appealing when they're 0-5 or 0-6.
Well, why would you pick them?
Because they have a bunch of good players, and they seemed like they were on the cusp. And Vince Gill wore their jersey. Vince Gill, by the way, flatlining on stage. It looked like
what?
Just did nothing. Just nothing.
What do you mean?
He played his songs, and that was it.
What's he supposed to
do? I don't
know.
He just didn't show anything. He just looked bored.
Maybe he was bored.
He might have been.
He sang, didn't he?
Yeah, of course.
Well, what does he normally do?
I don't know. It just looked like he was having one of the worst times of his life. And it's one of those times where these guys are at work, right? These guys are at work right now. It's a huge event to me, but for them, it's just a show. It's just another show. And it's just one of those moments where that kind of kicks in for you. Like, this isn't anything to them.
Well, it is something because they got a big audience out there to see them.
Right. And he was professional.
When you're an entertainer and a performer, it's all big. Every time you're in front of a crowd. I see this from my days in Dewey and the Big Dog.
Yeah, your day in Dewey and the Big Dog.
My days in Dewey and the Big Dog.
Your hour, your minute.
Dewey.
When I was on stage, I was giving it my all for the fans.
Yeah.
And the...
For the fan and the hour.
Yeah,
for the people who paid to get in and see me.
Did they pay?
Some people were driving through and didn't know what they
were doing. Now, why are you two jumping all over that?
What'd you get paid for that gig, by the way?
I got free beer.
That's a heck of a deal.
Why are you two...
I love it. That's awesome.
Why are you two jumping all over that?
Free beers, man.
What'd
you get for your performance when you were on stage, all of that? I got free beers.
What did I say that made you both just jump on that?
Nobody's jumping on it.
Well, I'm trying to be real.
Well, you equated yourself to Vince Gill, which...
A little bit.
You know,
well, I'm just saying as a performer, you're not gonna mail it in.
I mean, he's Vince Gill. His worst night is better than most people's best night. But he just wasn't much of a presence up there.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I am almost feeling like really bad for you and your trip.
Now. Why?
It sounds like because a miserable trip.
It wasn't miserable.
Name the highlight.
Yeah, okay, that's
Don Henley. I got to see Don Henley sing.
But he was obstructed.
He was obstructed.
Okay, so what was the highlight?
Desperado, I guess.
No, I'm talking about the whole trip.
The show.
Well, you don't sound like it.
It just wasn't as emotionally moving as many of the other shows that I've been to.
Is that because of the Guardians?
It's probably a little bit of it. It's also because the seats were weird. Just because the focus wasn't on the music as much. It was just a little different. But I'll go back and I'll have a good time.
I don't know that you will.
No, maybe I won't. I don't think that was it, though.
Well, if you go with me, baby, we're hitting the floor.
Fine. We'll hit the floor.
Oh, yeah. I might even just fly out for that.
Well, let's all go.
I ain't going to the show. I'll hit the floor.
Let's all go.
Let's wear matching T-shirts.
And then
let's do a show from Vegas.
And then when I get back, I'll be on the floor waiting for you again.
A different kind of floor, though.
I'm not a quitter.
A different kind of floor, though.
We could all have a city after that.
Yeah.
You guys pick one. I got Philadelphia.
Well, Philadelphia is going to be hard to beat.
Philadelphia is my city. You guys can pick a city.
Sacramento.
I'll get you guys Sacramento.
Sacramento.
That might be a good one.
Indianapolis.
Yeah, that could be
or
yours.
Minneapolis. That'd be a good one.
I'll get you guys a few drinks, throw a couple extra shots in there. Oh, I'd love to see you two just slaughtered after an hour. Oh,
slaughtered an hour?
Like
you think it would take an hour? I don't drink. It would take me 10 minutes.
I don't drink either anymore.
Oh, that, so, this I don't would know. Be even better.
My wife wouldn't enjoy that at all.
She, well, she won't be there.
She'd turn on you. And she's, we don't want her to turn on.
I thought it was the guy's trip.
It is, but she...
Who else?
Oh, we could get lots of guys to go to Vegas.
Not Cap, because he's a Yankees fan. Who else?
Oh, Cap's got to go.
Well, David Michael Hunt.
David Michael Hunt would go, of course. As long as he's not in one of his fasting periods.
What, we'll just throw him under the bus?
No, he does that.
Just tossed him.
He didn't want that out there.
Of course he did.
Nobody wants that shared.
He's a deeply faithful person. Why wouldn't
faithful,
he?
Being faith, being faith, having faith is fine, but we don't need to talk about it. What are you smiling about?
You not being able to speak. Have faith.
Being faith is fine.
Faith and faith.
If you have faith, you're faithful.
Maybe faith's your word.
Maybe so.
Doesn't even need to say.
He's
being faith.
You have faith. If you have faith,
is
good.
Duda on again this week, Duda?
When are you available this week?
I know I'm good Friday. I'm out Wednesday for sure.
What are you going to be doing Wednesday?
I got.
You never like to tell us, but
no, I'm out. I can't do Wednesday. I can do Friday for sure.
Is Wednesday probably your golf day?
No. That's on the weekend, I think.
Oh.
Now I got to check. Why ask? Why don't put me in this position?
Well, you never tell us anything. We tell you everything.
It's true.
Well, that's. Isn't it make it more interesting?
I mean, you never divulge anything.
I don't like to.
What about Thursday?
Thursday's. Yeah, I could probably do Thursday.
All right. I'll probably take off Thursday.
No, I'll take off Friday. Dude and I do great Friday shows.
Joanna likes me to be here.
He brings a game in. Me and Max play it. He asks questions. We do great Friday shows. We don't need you
They're
Friday.
They're pretty solid Friday shows, really.
Joanna likes me to be here.
She's
on
never
Friday.
Said that, so.
She's told me privately.
She has?
Yes.
Well, let's see that private correspondence.
It's not on a phone.
Where is it?
She sends it. She talks to me.
Oh, she does. Where?
I had to think of that one. She sends the talks to me.
She gets a hold of me.
We missed the Friday Five this week. That was a bummer. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, you got to get that done, man. That's part of that. You start something, you got to finish
it. I've done it every week, and I'm going to do it this week.
Yeah, you start something, you got to do it every week.
Well, somebody should have picked it up for me.
No, you.
TJ,
that's your
should have done, hey, we'll write a couple paragraphs.
That's
about
your baby. Get it done. You could have done it before you left.
I know. I just didn't have time.
Well, you got time.
I was planning on doing it Wednesday, but it just didn't work out.
You got time. We always can make time.
Mm.
How about Friends in Southwestern? I didn't mention that. Friends blocks a field goal, runs it all the way to the end zone on the other side of the field, and stays unbeaten in a battle of unbeatens against Southwestern. Congratulations to the Falcons. That's a pretty big one.
Block field goal to win it? Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
And then take it to the other end for a touchdown.
Absolutely. Good players.
What's that?
Terry Harrison and the fellas at Friends.
Right.
Kevontae Baker.
That's all you know about Friends.
That's it. Rob Ramsire over there in administration.
Your former Biddy basketball teammate.
Yes, Dale Faber.
A glue guy.
He got picked to be.
Ramsire was a glue guy on that team.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought he was a little redundant, but that's whatever.
He was a very good player. You're nothing without him.
He did spell me occasionally off the bench.
No, I mean, you're nothing without him. He passed you the ball.
What a heck of a player.
Duda, we'll see you sometime.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you all tomorrow. We'll look forward to it. Barry Trammell from the Tulsa World will join us. We'll have a game. Have a good night.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.